Very nice, very nice. A very spiritual song as well. I notice there's a, well, everybody, it's obvious, there's quite a bit of spirituality throughout the majority of your songs. You want to talk about that?
Well, it kind of seeps in. Because that's kind of the way that we feel. Like, it just comes into our music because it's sort of the... kind of the way our hearts are, the way we sort of voice ourselves, and that's kind of a common ground that everybody pretty much stands on.
Spirituality is a great part of so many people's lives, and we just hope that, you know, the language with which we express spirituality is not like a lot of different people can relate to it, and it's not, you know, adhering to like one particular doctrine. It's there in lots of different aspects of our lives, and I think we just kind of pick up on that naturally when we're thinking about writing songs.
Well, it certainly shows in all the songs, and I know in the live performance, it's really you know, it's a spiritual experience. It really is. When everybody's sitting on the floor, like storytellers, you're up there and you sing your songs, and then everybody leaves, and there's a lot of love in that room. That's
cool.
When they sit on the floor, we say, "Get up!"
That's right. Let's rock and roll. You gonna play another one for us?
Yeah, we need to tune up.
So maybe,
is there anything that you
want? I've got Love's Recovery queued up on the CD deck here. Were you going to play that one?
No.
Okay, why don't we do Love's Recovery then from the compact disc, and we'll come right back with the Indigo Girls.